Right now, we're joined by Patriots quarterback Mac Jones. He joins us on the Harbor One Hotline, and he's brought to you by Northeast Men's Health, the experts in men's sexual health with offices in Dedham, Marlboro, Woburn, and Salem, New Hampshire. You can visit at northeastmenshealth.com. Mac, how are we doing this week?
We've got equipment going on right now.
Oh, sorry.
There you go. I'm good.
Sorry, it was like the equipment failure with Marcus Jones's helmet early in the game last night. We're good this week? So I am curious about something we asked you about last week, the end of game situations, which just at some point have to be frustrating, not just to you, but to the whole team. It's 2 weeks, it's two comeback opportunities, or at least a chance to send it to overtime last night, and two losses. Why?
I just got to get better at those and continue to grow. I think, you know, we're 20 yards or so away from being 2-0, but at the same time, that's the NFL, so... A lot of games, 90% of the games come down to one score games at the end of the game. So, got to be able to do better in those situations.
You guys, no secret, last 2 weeks, you've had slow starts coming out of the gate, but something that also you had a little bit of a case of the second half of last season. So, do you feel like that is something that comes down to the script that you're coming out to from your coaches, execution, some combination of those things?
Yeah, I think it's just execution, just simple football. For me, just footwork, timing, all that stuff's important. And then trying to get it to the right guy. It applies differently to different guys, but definitely the execution. We go through the plays and just got to be better.
Mac, we talked last week about the protection against Philly. You were very impressed with the way things sort of went there. We had some guys coming back, some other guys who were out this past week. In general, it seemed like you were moving your feet a lot. What was your take overall on the protection?
I thought those guys did a good job trying to play. A couple of them play in their first game of the year, so not easy to go in there and not have a lot of time to practice and things like that. So I have a lot of respect for them, and we'll just continue to get better.
What's something that the Dolphins were doing defensively, I'd say, up front that maybe the Eagles weren't doing? Were you surprised by anything you saw out there?
No. It was pretty much the same.
Okay.
So you said this last week, you have faith that you guys will start coming through in these spots. And I know, you know, turnovers and 20 yards here and a play there. It's year three and that hasn't happened. You guys are 0-2 now. We talk about, you know, expecting better play, better results. David Andrews said there's no loss of faith in the team. When can we expect those results?
I guess we'll see. Got to just continue to work. I think you look at the beginning of the seasons for lots of teams, and it's not as good as it is at the end. So can't lose faith. Just got to work every day to get better.
Last week you said something to us, and I'm paraphrasing here, but something along the lines of you feel like you have the answers in this offensive system, in the playbook that you guys are using right now. Did you feel that way last night, and do you feel that way about how your offense plans to go forward?
Yeah. I think for us it's just the execution. We know what to do almost all the time. It's just going out there and doing it.
Sorry, Mac, on the interception, Howard, I mean, that's obviously one of the premier corners in the league. He had a one-on-one matchup there. That was not a matchup that you guys were afraid to sort of attack. What did you sort of see on that play? How did it sort of look from your perspective?
Yeah, just a one-on-one, just wasn't a good throw.
Why in your estimation, and maybe this is random, right, but throws over 10 yards down the field last night was a struggle for you guys. Is that an outlier? Is that random? Was it an off night? Why the struggle to throw down the field when you guys had a lot of success and were very accurate in the short area?
Yeah, I think a lot of things the defense takes away. So the rush, etc.
So more time and maybe you can hit some more plays down the field.
I don't know if it's that. I think it's just the coverage and the rush working together. So they had a good scheme. But yeah, just trying to make those... Whatever the play calls for, make the plays. But, I mean, when you look at the, what'd you say, seven of them?
Yeah, I think it was seven throws over 10 yards last night, yeah.
Yeah, so, I mean, when you look at them on film, I mean, we're close. But close isn't good enough.
You said something last night at the podium about some guys maybe coming in earlier, staying later. Is that about the time that you're seeing from the team spent in the building up to this point, or just that... Hey, we're 0-2. It's going to take some extra time here.
Yeah, I think you guys keep talking about how close it is, so just trying to close the gap on close, right? So the only way to do that is work harder, work smarter, longer, just longer days, whatever you can do to bring everybody along, and we just have to do that.
So when we read between the lines, and this is what we do, Max, so correct us if we're wrong, but when we read between the lines, and I hear that comment last night, you know, it's not good enough clearly if a couple of guys are doing it. That sounds like an implication of lack of effort somewhere. That's what we're reading into it. Is that a correct interpretation?
No. Yeah, I mean, it's not. I think the biggest thing is, like, right, I'm talking about being close, so whatever you're doing, just do more. It's not like a rocket science. If you watch 30 minutes of film, watch an hour. If you lift for 45 minutes, lift for an hour and a half. Like, just whatever you can do. So when we're in this situation, you know, for me, that's how I feel better about everything. You can only put in so much work, but there's 24 hours a day, and you have to sleep for 8 to 10 of them. So all the other hours need to be about work.
You keep talking about execution at the beginning. It sounds like you guys felt like you were very prepared going into this Miami game. Is that part of where the frustration comes from? Is, hey, we did this week of playing. When we sat here last week, you said, we're already looking at Miami, and you seem pretty geared up for it.
Yeah, yeah, definitely. Like, you put a lot into the game plan. The coaches put a lot into it. Thought special teams did a great job. The defense did great. We all have a plan, and we got to go out there and, as an offense, just do it a little better in the beginning of the game, really, and then play like we do to get back in the game.
It was reported a few different places after the game last night. You were in full uniform, or, you know, most of your uniform or whatever, at your locker, maybe 15, 20 minutes after the game. What are you doing in that period of time? Are you kind of reflecting on the game? Are you going back through it? Is it a bit of a cool down? Like, what is that process like for you after last night's game?
Yeah, mostly just reflection, just trying to be where your feet are. Realize it's a great game we get to play, but at the same time, you want to win, because it's not as fun when you don't win. So just trying to just gather my thoughts before I go on the podium or something like that, and really just how can I lead the team throughout the week. Really, the next week is what I'm thinking about. What can I do better? What can I do better? So it starts with me as a quarterback, and I know we have a great group of guys. It's not about that. It's just, you know, a couple unlucky breaks, and, you know, here or there, and we're 2-0. So gotta just keep pushing.
Mac, on the touchdown, that was a play that you were sort of running on the move there, and Hunter kind of broke free off a block. Was that something that you guys had talked out? Was that sort of just all improvised? What was the deal there?
A little bit of both.
It seemed like you're just as complete outsider. It looked like last night that you were very comfortable in some of the up-tempo situations.
Mm.
Is that something that you guys have found as an offense for whatever reason, that your rhythm is better in that situation? And is there something that you feel like you're already taking away from that?
Yeah, tempo is good. I think as long as you can gain yards with it, it's always good. You see it throughout the league and college and everything. So definitely have a lot of experience with that. And I enjoy tempo, and so do the guys on our team. So definitely something we want to, you know, continue to grow in.
You want more of it?
Yeah, sure.
Okay. I'm watching the Dolphins last night, and they, you just look at their personnel. It is explosive. There's explosive plays, and you guys have struggled with that. I know you're a couple of plays away from it, and maybe tempo is part of the answer on this. How do you get more explosive plays?
Just execute better.
Okay, time now for our quarterback question of the week for Mac Jones. It's brought to you by Northeast Men's Health, the experts in men's sexual health, with offices in Dedham, Marlboro, Woburn, and Salem, New Hampshire. You can visit northeastmenshealth.com. We asked a similar question here, Mac, to Matt Slater when he was in here. He's a guy who's seen pretty much everything. You know, he's been to Super Bowls. He's been in big games. He's been in big spots. He's never been 0-2. And since 1990, I think it's 11% of teams, 31 out of 270, have started 0-2 and made the playoffs. I guess, number one, how do you feel about those numbers, that stat? And number two, how do you overcome it?
Yeah, definitely a lot of football left to play, and Slater is definitely a good person to lean on. He's seen a lot, been on a lot of good teams, really just been on really good teams. So just trying to learn from him, David, all the older guys, and For me, just try and think back to even 2021 when we didn't have a great start, and just kept pushing, and that's really all you can do. So just looking forward to the challenge. Definitely got a big one this week, and just got to go out there and focus on us, really. That's what it starts with.
Gonna be weird to pack bags for the first time this year. I guess you did in the preseason, but not in the regular season yet.
Yeah, we get to go on the road.
It's a nice quick trip, though.
Yeah.
It's true. You get the Jets on Sunday. Big game for the Patriots. Mac Jones joins us every week here on Patriots Monday. Mac, we appreciate the time. Good luck this week, and we'll talk to you next Monday.
All right, thank you.
All right, Mac Jones, as all our guests, joins us on the Harbor One Hotline.